Hello and welcome to the Monday, June 25th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And as usual, let's start with diaries. We got one here from Daniel about some malware he was investigating. And interestingly, the URL that kept coming up was Run Forest Run. So kind of a reference to the Forrest Gump movie. The host name was always followed by essentially host name slash and then Run Forest Run. The malware distributed by this appears to be yet another version of the Black Hole exploit kit. So nothing terribly new about the malware, but certainly this URL is something to watch out for. And then in updates, we have a new version of Nmap, Nmap 6.0.1, mostly a bug fix release for version 6, which was released a couple of weeks ago and included a couple of major new features. Then we also have a flash update that fixes some incompatibility issues with Firefox 13. Firefox, of course, also came out with its own version, Firefox 13.01. That fixed these issues. And while we're talking about Firefox, Firefox 13 apparently has an interesting security issue that may make available the content of HTTPS sessions. What's happening here is that if the user uses the new tab thumbnail feature, it may show the content of a prior HTTPS session. Now, HTTPS sessions are not supposed to be cached, but evidently in this particular feature, they are being cached, and this could potentially be a problem if you have a shared computer environment. But it appears that the information is only kept inside the browser and not necessarily made available to any future websites that you may connect to. The best workaround appears to be to use a blank new tab instead of the default pre-filled tab. Now, Firefox promises to fix this particular problem in a future release. And a security researcher ended up with an interesting legal problem. Wesley Kenzie sort of made a name for himself by registering lookalike domain names or similar domain names to some big brand names and then essentially collecting malguided email. Now, where he went kind of too far is that he tried to use this information to then drum up new businesses for his security consultancy. So this is pretty much then extortion. In the past, some companies, like for example Lockheed Martin, just essentially went the copyright infringement or trademark infringement route to get a hold of the lookalike domain names. However, more recently he ran into a law firm that wasn't quite as forgiving and now is leveraging a $1 million lawsuit against Wesley Kenzie. And Twitter had an outage on Friday. This outage caused a lot of speculation. Now, Twitter published a blog post about it, stating that this was not a denial of service attack, nor was it due to a particular high load with the soccer European Championship going on. Instead, it was what Twitter described as a cascading bug. Now, typically, a cascading bug is something that triggers a flaw in one system, but then the fact that this one system is going down or having a high load triggers the same bug in other systems, causing a shutdown or overload of the entire site. Certainly nothing unheard of in a complex site like Twitter's. And then I didn't mention on Friday that Cisco came out with some advisories. The most important one is probably the one for AnyConnect. AnyConnect is a clientless VPN, which means that the client actually runs inside the browser, and it does affect pretty much any operating system out there. The VPN client is implemented in ActiveX or Java, so you do need to download that Java or ActiveX applet again, and you need to make sure that your server is patched to deliver the most recent version. The other Cisco bulletins affect ASA 5500 and Catalyst 6500 series switches. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.